Thank you all. I am honored that you asked me to share some ideas on the future of agronomy in the field with you today. My thoughts could include so many things, but it would take much more time than I am afforded this morning. So I will stick with something that most of us already know, IPM, or Integrated Pest Management. Sarah told me I had to say that. IPM, in production agronomics, integrates the community of practices, biological, chemical, cultural, and mechanical. This will play an important role in the future, as it has played an important role in the past and the present. But as we move forward, growers and advisors will have to consider a different form of IPM in overall production. An interested partner matrix, which will force us to integrate a community of stakeholders to optimize the agronomic, economic, and social goals of all in a production community, including non-ag stakeholders with which we share common pool resources like air quality, water quality, and land sustainability. This will include end users who are placing more and more demands on sustainably raised food sources, while recognizing production demands at a prescribed level in quantity and quality of food. This will include producers who need to maximize production to meet business and family economic needs. And finally, it will include stakeholders in production who have their own goals, bankers who need to make their interest, landlords and farm managers who have their income expectations as well. I may go so far as to say the new pests in this IPM are not limited in scope to weeds, insects, or pathogens. The future stakeholder needs to focus on optimizing production partnership management. We need to work together in reaching toward the community's combined goals in production management. Production management ultimately is two parts, decisions and operations. The production decisions not only have to be based upon crop management and components of biological, chemical, cultural, and mechanical best scientific management practices, it has to be implemented with environmentally sustainable considerations, production yield goals throughout the chain, as well as food safety and security, the safety and security of the production community, and yeah, let's throw in a healthy dose of consumer choice. After all of that is considered, operations seem easy. Following the decisions made using the latest of technologies and tools developed in the field of agriculture, that is, provided we are allowed to use those technologies and tools, and government oversight does not restrict us from using the newest and most scientifically sound options. The present and future of agriculture is more and more influenced not only by the science behind our practices, but also by the goals and beliefs of all, from field to fork. The future of agronomy will become more about optimizing the entire process of production instead of each stakeholder maximizing their portion, creating possible conflicts for another stakeholder. So as we move forward with this thought of the interested partner matrix, let us rely on the basics of IPM as we know them. Acceptable pest levels. With all pests, the emphasis is on control and not eradication. With partnerships, the emphasis must be on working together, not trying to make our new pests go away. They won't. They will just grow more difficult and resistant to our efforts. Preventative cultural practices, selecting varieties best for local conditions and maintaining healthy crops is the first line of defense in IPM. Just as with this traditional IPM, the partnership matrix needs to be local, considering local cropping systems, pest spectrums, as well as all the needs of all local partners. Monitoring. Regular observation is critically important in IPM, and yeah, I don't even have to change that for partnership matrix. The monitoring there will have to be ongoing. Mechanical, biological, chemical, or cultural controls. Should pests reach unacceptable levels in this partnership matrix, they have to use a lot of different controls in order to keep them in line. And responsible use. Yes, we all have issues in production, not just growers over-applying, under-applying, misapplying. Not just scientific interpretations, not just policy, and not just the goals that get in the way of every stakeholder. We all have issues. So let's address them and act responsibly. As we move forward into our new matrix, what are our roles in this room? Let's start with the science societies. You represent a focal point in providing organization of community action. You have the ability to ensure through your members the appropriate information is available for decision makers in the field and on the Hill. You also lead the field with certification program. Evaluate, educate, and encourage the present and future trusted advisors in our industry. For those in research and extension, you need to continue your excellent work toward providing scientific research and educating all of the production community on new and existing tools and technology available in production. And for my fellow certified crop advisors, I may be a little biased in my next statement. You are the silver bullet. You have been for the last 23 years, and you will continue far into the future. Your knowledge and ability to assess an issue in the field, along with your trusted advisor relationship with producers, and let's throw in your ethical behavior, I'd like to see some app or future product top that. I know it's a struggle to stay current on all you have to deal with, but those who hire you depend on you to be the ultimate resource. Partner with your peers in areas you may not be strong in, and make sure you're up to date on the latest technology and tools. The production community needs you to develop field-by-field management plans that work for each specific situation. All stakeholders need for you to have certification of your professionalism and knowledge, including one or more of the new specialty CCA certifications in resistance management for our nutrient management or sustainability. You play an enormous role in this new interested partner matrix in and out of the field work. Let's work together and move forward with more responsible production and reasonable oversight. We are not in this alone. Recognizing the partnerships and working together will be the future of agronomy. Thanks for letting me share my thoughts.